I'm just going to start this episode by issuing a warning. I've got some pretty strong views on goals. Now, this comes from me not hitting certain goals for years in my life, from watching and just listening to leaders that I coach not hit certain goals. And what I've realized is that our paradigm around goal setting and goal planning is completely jacked up. I'll share more about that later, but first, a word from our sponsors. Before we get started with this episode of the podcast, we want to thank our friends at Full Strength Network for sponsoring this episode. Now, we work with business leaders, nonprofit leaders, and church leaders, but they have a specific heart for helping pastors. So, Pastor, we want to speak directly to you right now. We've got an opportunity for you. Now, we know that ministry is hard, and our friends at Full Strength know specifically that it's hard. They focus specifically on pastors, on caring for you so you can care for your family, you can care for your congregation, your team, and the ministry leaders around you. We know that you work hard, that you probably don't have as much rest in your life as you'd like, and it is exhausting. Ministry takes a toll. Now, I spend about half of my week coaching church leaders and ministry leaders, so I understand the challenges. I also was a pastor, and so our hearts go out to you, but we don't just want to say that we care for you. We want to give you a cool option for you. Now, during this time, we want to invite you to think about your own personal health. Full Strength Network gets the life of a pastor, and so they created a well-being membership program. Now, this gives you access to confidential coaching and counseling experts. They've got a great list of both of those. Relevant well-being resources, a strong community of other pastors focused on living and leading well, just like you, and they bring in experts in this field. If you're interested in joining this well-being membership community, just head on over to fullstrength.org. That's fullstrength.org. You can learn more. You can sign up. Pastor, your life and leadership matters too much to lead alone and to not lead healthy. We want to invite you into a season of health so you can continue to have sustainable impact. Now, onto the podcast. All right, so why am I so skeptical about goals? Well, first of all, many years I've pulled in the parking lot in January, not been able to find a spot at my local YMCA, only to find that in March there are plenty of spots. We get all of this excitement around the new year about goal planning, and something just doesn't click. Even worse, most people feel terrible about themselves. Maybe you've felt this, where you kind of go into the spiral. You had big goals last year. Somewhere along the way, you just have to call a spade and say it's not going to happen. Those were unrealistic, and people fail to modify those goals and end up living the rest of the year feeling like a complete failure. Here is the worst part, though, is that you get to the next year and somehow magically you think that this inspiration is going to carry you on to all of those goals just happening to work, and for whatever reason, they do not. This is painful. It's painful for me to watch this. It's painful for me to experience this. And here's what I realized is that our goal planning process may not be wrong. It's just incomplete. Let me say that again. Our goal planning process may not be wrong. It's just incomplete. I believe there are two dimensions of goal planning, and I want to call those who dreams and what dreams. We get real specific. We call those identity dreams that are more about who we are and who I want to become. And then on the other side, they're impact dreams. They are what dreams, what I want to do with my life. I'm going to talk about the difference in both of those. I'm going to break those apart. It's incredibly important for us to realize. But before I do that, we got a big announcement for you. You're probably excited to hear what this is. We are changing the name of the podcast. It's very simple that we want you to live and lead right side up in this upside down world. And so we have Right Side Up Leadership Podcast, the Right Side Up Collective. And of course, we have our Right Side Up Journal. But some people don't realize that we are connected. And everything that we do here on the podcast comes from our work at Stay Forth as coaches. And so we are changing the name from Right Side Up Leadership Podcast to Stay Forth Leadership Podcast. Stay Forth. Why Stay Forth? We want you to stay forth in your leadership, to work on the things in your leadership that you can to dwell well in your community and to stay forth there in proximity, but also within your life. We want to push you back toward this idea of faithfulness. We want to continue to normalize faithfulness in obedience in a world that celebrates the huge, the big, the heroic, the entrepreneurial, the person that goes from zero to a million. We love to celebrate that story, but we do not celebrate enough the story of faithfulness and of obedience. That's what we're after here. When we live and lead as God designed us to live and lead, we work with the grain of our souls. We work with the grain of our capacity, of our wiring, of our gifting. We see different results. And let me tell you guys, it's a whole lot more fun when we live and lead from and with our identity of who the Father has created us to be. What's going to change over here? The reality is not much. You notice that last year we took a couple of risks and we actually scheduled out two different podcast series, and these were wildly helpful. We got great feedback from you guys. Now, you'll remember that we talked about the re-series and reshifting our lives in so many different ways, and we had about a dozen different ways that we were inviting you to reshift your life this summer. We got great feedback. Many of you took steps. Many of our coaching clients infused that with how we were already coaching them. And secondly, we had a series that was focused around, honestly, our best stuff, our axioms, phrases of wisdom that over time we've seen matter the most to leaders. It's all been helpful. And yet they said these dozen axioms or secrets about leadership were the most helpful. Your feedback from that series actually helped us to develop a masterclass, which we're so grateful for. Thank you for your feedback along the way. And we're going to do more interviews, but we're also going to have more exclusive series that we have taken straight out from coaching. We see in people's eyeballs, whether face-to-face or through Zoom, that this is impacting their lives. They're taking it to their teams. And so we're going to continue to have more and more interplay between Stay Forth Coaching and Stay Forth Leadership Podcast. We still have the Right Side Up Collective over on Facebook. We still have the Right Side Up Journal, which probably hundreds of leaders are using each morning. I don't know. I'm not in your living room to check in and make sure, but that is something that I use all the time. That's something that many leaders across the country use. But we are a coaching organization. We also host this podcast here. We also host life-giving, replenishing experiences in beautiful places for 4 days. So we'll continue to talk about everything that we do at Stay Forth, but our heart and our mission here is to help leaders like you to get healthy and to reach sustainable impact. And that word sustainable is a big one today as we talk about goal planning. Most goal planning is unrealistic and unsustainable. And here's the reality. What gets measured and celebrated gets done. Think about that. That's not even a leadership principle. That's a human principle. What gets measured and celebrated gets done. Inside of any culture, we understand what matters, right? The things that we celebrate and what gets measured, and we naturally want to live up to that. So here's the question for you, friend, this year, what are you counting? What are you counting? And as we think about what, I want to expand your definition of this. So most of our goal planning, as I said, is incomplete. It may not be completely wrong. It may be a little bit unrealistic here in the West, and we expect massive things every year. However, it's incomplete. Why? We only focus on what we want to do. The goals that we have are usually metrics. They can be easily counted. We can look back at the end of the year, but we know deep down that that's just not the most important stuff. You could hit all the numbers and you could be a lousy mom or dad that year, completely distracted, feeling like you are exhausted and heading toward burnout. Your numbers could look good. The what looks fine, but who you are below it all is struggling and is suffering. Right now, I believe, is the best time to get ahead of your goals. Don't wait until the madness of all the Christmas season. And also, you've got some great rest, we hope, that's coming toward the end of the year with your family. And so we really want to talk about this right now. Now, let me start on this idea of who dreams or who goals. Now, why do we say who dreams instead of who goals? Honestly, I just believe that a goal is a dream with a plan. For me, unless that dream is in my calendar, it's not truly a goal and it's probably not going to happen. You can ask my wife or my team on that one. But once it's in my calendar, that move from a dream, something I'd like to do someday, to something that's actually on the calendar. I'm aiming at it and I'm planning for it. And so think about this as a tree where you have the tree that you would see above the surface. Those are what dreams? Those are the things that you want to accomplish that can be seen and can be measured. We'll call them visible fruits. But then underneath the surface of the tree, as you know, there are roots that truly, that's where the nourishment comes from. That's what I believe about leaders, is the good stuff is underneath the surface. Here's the problem. We don't have anything to name and to measure those who goals. So those who goals, we talk about those as identity dreams. And at Stayforth, we say who you are matters more than what you do. If you've called on the name of Jesus, you are a son or a daughter of the King, and that defines our identity. And yet, what we do matters. We say who you are matters more than what you do. So don't hear what I'm not saying, and what we're not saying here at Stayforth is that what you accomplish this next year doesn't matter. Of course, we're not saying that. Not only do we need to pay bills for our families, and not only do we need to be faithful to the goals that we're put in a position to be able to accomplish, but it's actually good stewardship that we would be excellent. We would do things well, but here's what I'm fighting for, that we would have alignment between who we are and what we do. Ephesians 2:10 is our foundational verse, very much a cornerstone of what we do here at Stayforth. And it says that who we are matters more than what we do. It talks about our workmanship below the surface mattering more than our works, that we're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we get to walk in those. And so the idea is that our work comes out of our workmanship, that our what dreams should come out of our who dreams, that they should be connected. Just like a fruit that is withering on a tree, there's a root issue going on below the surface. And so we want to dig into the soil of your lives, and we want to focus you here on this. Let me get really practical and really specific, and then we're going to offer you this tool for free. When we think about identity dreams, these are things like me being an involved father, being emotionally and relationally involved deeply in my kids' lives. Most people don't know how to name that. And secondly, most people don't feel the permission to put that in a goal sheet. Thirdly, most people don't know how to count that. We have to work a little bit harder, but I can actually count and measure things that are involved to how I'm relationally and emotionally connected to my kids. I want to be a committed husband. What does that look like? Well, I've got some actual things that I put on paper, and I'll talk about those in just a minute. I want to be a generous person. I want to be wildly generous. So what does it look like to be that now and to work toward that more and more in the future? But here's the reality. If we have these big ideas, like being a relationally and emotionally deeply involved father, a committed husband, and a generous person, we can put that on paper. It's aspirational, but really it's not going to happen until we put something with it. And I call those investments. Think about it. Every investment is based on delayed gratification. You don't become a deeply committed husband overnight. You don't become a deeply generous person overnight. You don't become relationally and emotionally involved in your kids' lives overnight. It's a series of small investments. Those investments mature over time. We're playing the long game on those, and you see those incremental gains, or like Jim Collins talks about in his book, Good to Great, the flywheel that begins to spin with that faithfulness and those obedience. So what are investments? It's simply a next step. So as you're crafting the below the surface identity dreams or who dreams, know that those are going to be largely invisible roots below the surface, but they are crucial to your life and leadership and the things that matter. And we want you to pair those with 3 to 5 investments, things you're actually going to do. You could hand that over to a friend and you can say, here's who I want to become. And in 2023, here are the investments that I am making to be committed to that. If you want to be an investor at some point, you need to start investing. If you've never invested, then you're not an investor. And we want you to invest in the things that deeply and truly matter. And we want to remind you of this phrase, that who you are matters more than what you do. And I believe our identity dreams who we feel called to become, who we want to be for those closest to us matters more than the things that we will accomplish, the money that we will collect over time, the accolades that we have. And I want to be caring for and stewarding the things that matter the most to me in life. And so we've created this tool and this process for you. Now, this process is called the growth game plan. Again, without a game plan, I don't know how you grow. Growth is not an idea. It has to be paired with steps, action, and what we're calling them investments. So yes, we really have effectively called BS on the word goal, and we've turned it into a dream here. And instead of just steps, which we love, we've actually gone deeper to call it an investment. It'd be like you, if you're investing money from every single paycheck off into some other investment, it feels like you're losing, and in fact, you're gaining. You are sacrificing in the short term to play the long game, and that's what we care about here. Sustainable impact in the areas of life and leadership that truly matter. Now, again, what dreams above the surface? We're not really going to focus on that much here because you probably do that really well, but it's the same process. What do I want to do, or what do I want to accomplish in 2023? Mark those areas down as impact dreams. Again, those are visible fruits. And let me just remind you of this phrase: what gets measured, it gets celebrated, gets done. And so I'm going to leave you with this question. What are you counting in 2023? Because the things that we measure and we celebrate, we naturally, our hearts will be bent toward and our lives will be bent around. And we want to invite you very, very practically to invest in the things that matter the most in your life in 2023. We want to continue to do that as an organization. I want to continue to do that as a man, as a follower of Jesus, as a leader, as a teammate here at Stay Forth, everything that I get to do, but I really want to do that as a husband. I really want to do that as a dad. I want to do that as a friend and as one who impacts people in way more ways away from work in the areas that people will hear about. And I want the who and the what in my life to align. I want the things that I put my time toward and the goals that I set to truly be an extension of who God has designed me to be and the things that deeply matter to me. So we want to invite you into that posture and that process. We're going to give this tool away for free. We've got some exciting news about our tools, by the way, in 2023 coming soon. This is a free tool. It's called the Growth Game Plan. What do you have to do to get it? Simply this: shoot us an email at hello@stayforth.com. hello@stayforth.com. We want to invest this tool, the Growth Game Plan, into you. Why? Because what gets measured and gets celebrated gets done. And we want you to be counting the things that really matter in 2023. Shot, we focus so long.